you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Huffington Post, Brittany Wong wrote an article.
Wong. Something.
That's her brother.
And she talked to Jenna Lee, the author of a new book called Faking the O. It's a memoir about her struggles as a flight attendant and single mom. And so the point of this particular...
Oh, she like Courtney, come find me? Come find me.
No, the point of this particular article is having airplane sex.
What's your name again?
The Mile High Club.
What's your name again?
Brittany Wong.
Captain Something Wong. Me too low.
Wrote the article at the Huffington Post.
Airplane sex. Those airplanes are Mile so freaking small.
Yeah, how would you even?
Even a regular sized plane, not the regional flight, a regular sized plane. I'm guessing in a regular sized plane, you could probably squeeze in there and do it. A regional flight, yeah, she better be 4 foot tall.
Apparently, it's a little easier than you might think to pull this off, this longtime flight attendant. But the thing is, you're essentially knocking some out in an airborne porta potty. It's damn nasty in there.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. But it doesn't feel like a porta potty for some reason. Maybe because when you open it up, you don't see a turdberg laying in there. It does flush somewhere.
I mean, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's probably why it doesn't feel like one.
Yeah. But it is.
It is. Yeah. Germ-wise, it probably is.
Yeah.
But you don't see everything.
Only not quite as roomy as a porta potty.
Yeah, that's true. Especially the handicapped porta potty. You can live in one of those things.
Oh, yeah. Spent the whole summer there.
Had a good summer. Good memories.
A little down to my locker.
Jenna Lee says she's caught several couples in the bathrooms over the years and many couples going what she called the extra mile in their seats.
Oh.
So she said most of the time if they see that something is going on and it's not affecting anyone,
they let it go.
No one knows, no one cares, they let it go.
Okay.
But if it's obvious, you just got to step in.
So nobody gets arrested if you're getting one under the blanket?
And no one knows.
If flight attendant says, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
She won't just go, oh, you're arrested, we land.
They won't necessarily, you know, turn the hose on you.
Bring attention to you.
Now, if another passenger sees it and they bitch, they have to do something? Are the cops waiting for you when you land if you get caught banging in a seat, in the toilet?
No, not necessarily.
Right. I don't expect to get leniency and understanding from aisle donkeys.
Ever.
No. Yeah,
apparently this is frowned upon in the air.
And there are good ones.
Seatbelt sign is on, it's frowned upon. So don't try and do anything if the seatbelt sign is on.
Ronnie from Jackpot Airlines.
Yeah, she's hot.
She seems cool.
And
I love the fact that they portray her as a bit of a whore.
Yeah, I like her too. She's hot.
She had a nice bikini scene in this last week's episode.
Ultimately, it's up to the discretion of the crew.
Give her a hot Carl.
On board as to how to deal with it.
Give her a hot Tyler. That's what you got.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Just throw your name in.
It's still gross.
Wow, the Tyler's kind of lukewarm.
It might be worse.
It's still gross.
It used to be
lukewarm. The lukewarm Tyler.
The number one reason people.
Sorry, I want to jam that right there.
Thank you. The number one reason people fail or get caught is because.
I just stick to the tape. Me and Craig saying that, yeah.
Is because they're too obvious about it. Yeah. Couples try to be discreet, but it tends to backfire.
God. Oh, God.
Because
guys,
they act so guilty.
Smack my ass. Smack my ass. What?
Why? We're in a plane. Relax.
Yeah, that did. The two of them together, that kind of stuck to the tape there, didn't it, Craig?
I was curious.
And me and Craig earlier about the jam apart.
So they say that couples try to be discreet, but it always backfires because they act guilty and end up drawing more attention to themselves.
Stay still.
Did you fart?
The second biggest mistake couples make is timing. If you want to give yourself the best chance at knocking some out and joining the Mile High Club, take the red eye, where most passengers are likely to be asleep.
Yeah.
They said that you'd be surprised how many people attempt to engage in sexual acts on full flights in the middle of the day. Don't do that.
I don't understand the actual intercourse part because, I mean, does she sit?
Yes. Sexual acts. That could be anything.
I know what I mean, but I mean the actual intercourse, if you're pulling that off in
the
seat.
In the airborne porta potty?
No, that's where you would be able to do it probably in a certain situation. But, I mean, if you're pulling that off in your seat.
Yeah, how do you...
On a full flight?
I don't even know how you
well,
do that.
Well, say you have two people in two seats and there's nobody beside you.
Well, that's not a full flight.
Well, I'm just saying, how you are you laying down missionary in a, on a with three
I'm
seats?
I'm guessing in the seat's more of a little like So Tiger situation.
No, I know that, but I'm saying but somebody's actually pulled off the actual sex act, actual intercourse.
Yes,
that's got to be red eyes, dark plane.
Yeah, you're in the back of the plane.
Yeah, not
with their
full.
Feet hanging out in the aisles, right. Sticking up.
It's not the flights that we're all on. You know, it is. It's the red eye where it's not a full plane and it's dark.
Right. Very rare, though. Most planes, because they cancel flights anymore if there's like six people on a flight.
Yeah.
They really do.
If it's not full.
It's just rare.
It doesn't fly.
Right.
One time she said she had a couple who began making out in their seats. They thought it would somehow draw less attention to what they were doing if they covered themselves up in a blanket. That was incorrect, she said, and the giggling did not help. They drew so much attention to themselves like they wanted to get caught. It's the couples who act casual that have more successful outcomes.
Yeah, because nobody throws blankets over themselves.
Watch for shoulders. Watch for shoulder movement. That's what you watch.
Or humming noises.
Looking straight ahead.
During one flight, a couple of passengers who didn't know each other previously met up in the back galley, struck up a conversation. Yeah. After a bit, they noticed that they'd both disappeared, but only one lavatory was occupied. So they had to deal with that. When the flight attendant got a hold of them and said, y'all got to cut that out, passengers didn't seem to care about what they were doing. They just got dressed and went back to their seats, which weren't even near each other. They went about their business like nothing happened.
So
they say that most passengers they catch in the act are just casual encounters.
Man.
People sitting next to each other on long flights. They get to drinking and flirting, and then they just want to knock some out.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
That's not happened to any of us.
No.
The Greyhound bus it did. But
Yeah, it's different.
Generally, when I get on a plane, if I take the aisle seat.
Nobody sits next to
you. Or the window seat, the last person on board, even though they'll tell you it's a full flight, the last person on board ends up sitting next to me because he has no other choice.
Yeah.
Well, that's Southwest, right? Yeah. Exactly, where it's random.
They say it amazes us. It amazes them how many people want to do it in the bathroom if they knew how unsanitary and gross they are.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Especially if they knew how many people miss
because it's
when they try to go to the bathroom during turbulence.
Well, it's surface clean.
Then they really might not. During turbulence.
But it looks like a bachelor's apartment. It's surface clean, my wife used to say.
This sounds to me like the flight attendant is going, you know, we clean that thing like every third day.
Right.
You know?
About that on a random, if a
you're
girl on the plane wants to bang you,
yeah,
you're
thinking about
that. How dirty the germs might be.
No.
You
don't care.
You're not.
That's true.
First of all, you're having sex with her.
Yeah, you don't care.
If there's anybody out there who's listening who's had the Mile High Club stuff, chances are it was in the bathroom. Where else are you going to go?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only place there's any privacy on a plane.
Right.
Well,
the cockpit.
Yeah,
if you're a pilot.
The pilot, yeah, the pilot.
Do
that.
Thanks, pilot.
Yeah. Which pilot?
Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
Bang Ding Ao gets laid a lot. That chick was so stupid.
That may be the height of cluelessness.
I think of all announcements made with a joke prank, she's the number one.
To all like the five people that went through to get on the air too.
If you do get snagged, They don't put the plane down and arrest you or anything, do they?
That's what I'm asking. That would
they
suck.
They do not. Yeah, they do not.
Especially if you get snagged and it's not your girlfriend or wife.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think basically they just tell you to stop most of the time.
Your wife's waiting for you at the stop. You land and you're cuffed on the way out of the plane. What happened? I'll tell you later, honey.
Don't you worry about it.
In that situation, if you had to choose between the wife or the cops, you'd probably take the cops.
Yeah, but the wife's waiting there for you. So yeah. She sees the cops and you coming off the plane. Sorry, honey.
They got you handcuffed to the girl.
What'd you do?
Come off the plane.
Yeah.
Just get you in more trouble. Yeah.
I think if you're
sorry, I cheated on you on an hour flight with a stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You pretty much, it wasn't like some long term, I fell in love with her at the office.
No.
It was, I met this girl randomly sitting next to me on a plane, and I threw away my whole love for you because this chick I wanted to bang in 20 minutes. You ain't coming back from that.
That's a guy, though. That's a guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
Melina
it's also...
take you back for that. Other than that, my wife would not take me back.
But it's also said
mine's
that
better.
When one is horny,
she won't.
You don't care about the filth and the nastiness or the stank, if you will.
Oh, no, of course you don't.
And,
no.
But when you are no longer horny, then you start to notice those things.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You see the corn. Right. Yeah. corn and blood.
Yeah. Then that's an issue. Yeah.
Corn and blood in the morning.
In the morning.
If I see corn and blood in the airport bathroom.
Damn.
I'm not. Well, I'm not. Oh, that.
I ain't sniffing around.
Hell no. That's nasty. Y'all just nasty.
Yeah. Now, the filthy nastiness and the stank, you're talking about the partner, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
When you're horny, you look past all that.
Of course you do. That's what I was thought he was saying, too.
You
I really thought he was going to say the partner, not the actual bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom, where people miss
with
during turbulence.
Corn and blood. In the morning.
Now, airlines in the United States are carrying more passengers than ever this spring. That's the forecast of the industry trade group, Airlines for America. They expect airlines to fly more than 150 million passengers between the beginning of this month and the end of April.
Man.
That's about 2.5 million flyers every day, a 4% increase over last year.
Our buddy Michael's flying to Cabo today. He said, "I'm going to go get a tan." I said, "Screw you."
Did he? I did too.
Yep.
Yeah. Responded Michael. In kind. Yeah.
He's going to have his jeans on.
No, not that Michael.
No,
not that. He's not a pilot. He's a pilot. He's not a. This is our airline buddy. He flies for a major airline.
He's flying
to Cabo this morning. All right.
Did you tell him to check for dogs in the overhead bin?
That's right. You can't do that, Todd.
Yeah. Always a good
idea.
You
can't do that.
Check for dogs in the overhead bin.
That poor
you
dog
and your dog want to go to Cabo, better just drive.
Yeah.
Walk, bitches.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.